So this is Tilvala, and I'm telling a story now about my mom and Guru. And my parents really, over the years, have been increasingly becoming more and more grateful to Guru. Originally, they were not at all, quite the opposite, and have since grown really to be quite grateful and to Guru in a deep way. This is a story about my mom and Guru. My mom, just as a little background, is she really, you know, the first time she ever went to a doctor she can remember is when she had her first baby. Growing up, she was Italian, and her mother, you know, they were living in the country, you know, very poor, and her mother knew about herbs, and the old way of curing was with, you know, nature and healing with herbs and garlic and all this stuff. So she never went to a doctor, and so even to this day, whenever she gets a pain or anything, she says, as it comes, so it'll go. So, okay, that's a little background about my mom. So a long time ago, she had some shoulder pain. This was years and years ago, and it got very severe, and then it went away. And more recently, this was probably about 4 or 5 years ago, she called me and she said, I was living in Tampa, and so she said, oh, my shoulder pain. And she never really complained. So if she says she has a pain, it's probably pretty bad. She said, my shoulder hurts so much I can't really sleep at night. I could only sleep sitting up. A couple days went by. And then I told her, Mom, talk to Guru. Tell Guru. Because in their bedroom, they have Guru's seeker photo, which Ranjana took. And she also has a transcendental. Guru said they could have transcendental in their car. So she knows it's for protection. So I told her, Mom, just tell Guru. Turns out, day by day, it gets worse and worse. She didn't tell Guru. And finally, you know, she gets to the point where she literally cannot sleep for 2 full nights. Now, she's in her late 80s. It was very much telling on her health. And so she got so desperate, she talk to Guru. This is all unbeknownst to me. I get a call out of the blue. She said, does he talk to you? Does Sri Chinmoy talk to you? This is after Guru physically passed away. I said, yes, he can. I mean, if he wants to, he can speak to you. She said, he spoke to me. And I said, what happened? She said, I was so completely in pain and I didn't know what to do. So I talked to him. And he said to me very clearly, he said, the problem is not your shoulder. There's nothing wrong with your shoulder. Your problem is that your handbag is way too heavy. And immediately she knew that was true. And so from the depths of herself, she said, it's absolutely true. In fact, years and years ago, a doctor told her handbag was too heavy and she shouldn't use it. At that point, her shoulder pain started getting better, even though she hadn't picked up her handbag in a few weeks because she couldn't even, her shoulder was getting so bad. She didn't. But from that point on, Guru fixed her shoulder and she knew it. It's a beautiful story. And even now to this day, if she forgets the story and we're talking about Guru, I said, remember how Guru cured your shoulder? She said, how? She said, remember he talked to you? And she goes, oh, yeah. That's right. All right. Well, that's the story about my mom. Thank you. I hope this can serve as some inspiration to others and to increase our gratitude to Guru because he's very much here and aware and taking care of us more than before we even know there's a problem. He's there. Sometimes what we call a problem is time when Guru can help transform us in some way. You can use that in experience as something that can help us in our spiritual lives.